Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Free Yeti cooler.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Just for signing up with Ackerman?
Why not?
You should sign up with Ackerman anyway and get a cooler. Goodness gracious.
The steal.
It is. It's a steal of a deal. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open. Call us up. Ask us anything. 120 on Wednesdays is when Mark Schlereth joins the show. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. Hosted the Stinkin' Truth podcast. You can listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And as always, Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good.
Pretty good. Let me ask you this, because I think what I mean by this is sort of like, what's the national perception on what's happening here? But when you are, and maybe you're not even doing it because they're not rising to the level, but if you're talking the Falcons on your podcast right now, what's the topic?
Yeah, I think probably learning how to win close games, you know, execution in critical moments. You know, and they did that. Yeah, I mean, they did that. And I'm sitting in, and I'll be honest with you guys. Like, I didn't watch the whole game, but I was sitting in the broadcast booth getting ready for my game, had that game up, and we're kind of watching it as I was doing some prep stuff and kind of setting up the booth. And, you know, you watch it, and you get a lead, and then you give up an 83-yarder to Jonathan Taylor. Now, Jonathan Taylor's a hell of a player, and I think he's this year's MVP. Of course, you know, you know, I talked about it on my podcast today. You know, quarterbacks play quarterback. They don't play football. And so I think MVPs, like, you got your own quarterback award. So I think he's the MVP of the year, of the season. But, he takes 183 yards down the sideline. And, you know, and then you come back and you go ahead, and then you give you give it back up. And so it's learning in those critical moments, in the end of the game and – in those situations, how to get a stop, how to make a play, how to play at your best when your best is required. And I think there's part of that that's a learning curve. There's part of that that you just have to kind of learn how to do it. And they're trying to figure that out right now in Atlanta.
What do you think of the NFC South as far as, you know, Carolina? Obviously, they disappointed loss last week. You just talked about the Falcons. Tampa, another loss. I mean, hell, only 2-1 last week in the NFC South was the damn New Orleans Saints. What do you think of the South?
Well, I still think that Tampa Bay is the best team. They've had a ton of injuries. Obviously, they lost Mike Evans for the year. They've had other injuries at the receiver position. Their offensive line has been, battered up, and they have had a bunch of guys miss. But I still think Baker is playing, at a really high level. I think the South it's really interesting because we keep waiting for Atlanta to kind of, to kind of do what they need to do to take hold of that division, or at least be competitive with Tampa in that division. Ultimately, you look at Carolina, and Carolina is interesting to me because I think if push came to shove, and you really ask me, do I believe you can win? Yeah, I believe you can win, but do I believe your quarterback can win you games? No, I don't. I don't believe that he can, and so that's the situation going forward. Have you found your guy there? And the answer is probably not. And then New Orleans is really interesting to me because they don't have a ton of talent. And yet, Tyler Shuck played really well in that game against Carolina. I thought he was pretty impressive. They're in a 2-3 year rebuilding process and they know it. Mm. And so what you're kind of into there. From a coaching standpoint, but to me, I look at Atlanta and you're sitting there going, gosh, if you guys could speed up the process of kind of learning how to be at your best in these critical moments, you guys could really compete for that division in the South.
Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. What do you make of the season that Matt Stafford's putting together at his age for the Rams?
Dude, that dude is all balls. I mean, he just stands in the pocket and delivers strikes, and he'll take hits. And, that guy is so good, and it's so much fun to watch. And then the other thing, just from a organizational standpoint, their ability to kind of use what's at their disposal, And, they really had a couple of years ago, they had kind of an off year. They went ahead, they started working on developing defensive line, and having difference makers on the edge, and they revamped their kind of front seven. And then, offensive line-wise, they did that as well. And now one of the big things, I remember doing games with the Rams where, they were constantly – I remember one year where Sean McVay had them in three wide personnel. I think 98% of the time they were in that. And now you watch them, and they're the number one team in football as far as two tight end, three tight end formations. And all those guys are 6'5", 250. They can all run, and they can all block. And not just in the run game, but in pass protection. And so, and I'm a big believer in this, right? You get heavier, you get big like that, and defenses have to respond. And, I like to get as many fat people on the field as possible because this is science. Fat people don't run as fast as skinny people. That's science. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Wow.
But, you get those big guys on the defensive side of the ball on the football field, and now all of a sudden all my 6'5", 250 tight ends can run like the wind. It just has been – they've cut people up. And you get through the first quarter, the second quarter, Matthew Stafford's already completed it to 9 different receivers. It's amazing to watch. It's been really cool.
They got a big one this weekend going to play Seattle. I think Seattle's for real. I don't know, Stick, in your opinion, are some people looking at it from a standpoint whether Sam Darnold is still their quarterback?
Yeah, I'm sure that they are, but Sam Darnold's playing exceptional football. And the other thing is, the way they're running their offense, they're going to run the football and they're going to set up their play action. And Smith and Jigba has been big time. And what people don't realize is they made that trade for Rashid Shaheed. Woof, that was easy for me to say. And remember that Clint Kubiak was coaching him last year in New Orleans.
That's right.
So he goes seamlessly over to Seattle. And that dude can run like a deer. That dude just goes, he's a goer. And so it's just another layer to their offense, off their play action stuff, off their boot keep game. They do a phenomenal job, but I love the fact that they are established. They know exactly what they want to be, kind of who they are, what they want to be. And that team is, they're playing really, really good football. And I think defensively, They're playing outstanding. And, you know, it was funny. I did Seattle right after a loss where they just really played poorly on the defensive side of the ball. And talking to Mike McDonald, who is their head coach and their defensive play caller, and he's like, hey, listen, man, I just told the guys, unacceptable. You dive at people's ankles, you don't get a play for me. And, you know, and I love the kind of no-nonsense. I'm not worried about your feelings. I'm worried about us being good. And you know, I appreciate kind of like how well he coaches the game, how he communicates the game to his players, and how demanding he is. And I just think it's cool to see. It's refreshing to see, you know, in a day and age where we're so concerned about everybody's feelings being okay, that he doesn't seem to have that kind of gene in him, which I appreciate.
What do you think about, you know, what's going on in New York as they have fired Brian Daboll? And I know, you know, they weren't winning, but then I hear this all about the quarterback getting hurt and you're old school. I'm old school. I look at it. He's just playing. What else were they going to do with that offense? So what'd you think about that Giants job?
Yeah. You know what? I mean, I thought they should have gone. I thought it was foolish for them to go Russ for three or four games. Anyhow, I thought they should have started that Jackson Dart from the beginning. Right. And then part of it is Jackson Dart's ability to keep himself healthy. Mm-hmm. Like when you're out there scrambling on the edge, and I look at Brian Daboll, like you got to look back throughout his career. When he first got to Buffalo as the offensive coordinator and they drafted Josh Allen, and there was a ton of quarterback designed runs, especially down in the red zone. And part of that is, hey man, you've got to keep yourself healthy. Like you see the guys coming at you. And you know, you can't be a hero. This is not college football. This is the NFL. It's just different. And so part of that is I'm going to call these plays, but it's incumbent upon you as the quarterback not to get your brains bashed in.
Right.
And, you know, Jackson didn't do a good job of that. And so Brian Daboll did it with Josh Allen. Remember, Josh Allen was, you know, completing 53% of his passes or something horrific when he first got there. He was not the Josh Allen we see today. And Brian helped him get through that. And then the couple of years he was with the Giants when he had Daniel Jones, remember, they went to the playoffs, I think, in Daboll's first year with Daniel Jones. And there were a ton of quarterback design runs and play action and the RPO game with Daniel Jones. And that's where he really thrived. And so that was, hey, man, this is how you get a quarterback who's not, you know, I mean, is growing and is learning the game and is not ready just to be a drop back guy. This is how you get this guy, you know, get this guy to play at a really high level without just being straight drop back. And so a lot of that to me was on Jackson Dart. And he failed in that. But, you know, my understanding is they were having a conversation after they lost in the big comeback win to Denver, when they lost that after giving up, they were up 18, 19 points or whatever it was. They were about to fire Brian on the plane on the way home and cooler heads prevailed. And then, you know, you give up this 10-point lead to Chicago and, you know, and the rest is history. So, I don't know that it was the right move, but, you know, who knows? Maybe they like Kafka. Maybe there's a young, you know, offensive coordinator that is a hot ticket. Maybe it's Brady in Buffalo, whoever. Maybe it's Kafka. Maybe they really like Kafka. I don't know. But, you know, I get that this is a not-for-long league. I know you get fired. So I like Brian Daboll, and I thought he was doing a good job. So, but, you know, I don't make decisions over there.
Mark, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Stink.
All right, guys. Be well.
Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth joins us every Wednesday at this time. He's the host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Again, Mark hosts the Odyssey Original Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Remember to listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. I asked him, when you talk about the Falcons on your podcast, he could have just stopped me right there.
No.
I don't.
Exactly. Huh?
That's what his answer was.
Let me make up something real quick.
I don't. I don't talk about them on that podcast. Why would I? All right. AMA is next. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.